And now the conclusion of my interview with Ernest Richardson, Omaha Symphony's resident and principal pops conductor.
The soundtrack and the dancers and the video tracks all together to make what I think is going to be an amazing production.
And, oh, by the way, it opens on the 23rd on WOWT, the 23rd of December, so chop-chop, everyone.
That's right. And, yeah, exactly. Listen, as you know, the production side of this is a nightmare in time. It just takes so long to get all this stuff lined up. But they're going to do it, and it's entirely free to the community. So it's an opportunity for us to share in Christmas. I mean, I was thinking about the power of this season. Christmas can't be contained by COVID-19 or any Scrooge or any Grinch that would try to steal it. It's not going to happen. And so this is part of that process where we come together in this generous season to present music and dance and all the things that we're used to with the Omaha Symphony's wonderful Christmas production.
It has been a very different season, and one could have looked at this symphony season and the things that have not happened this year because we can't bring an audience in. And yet it looks to me like you're on the silver lining side of, wow, this is a creative thing that I haven't done before. I have to think outside the box, as do all the musicians, as do these dancers and everything. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a great observation. It's true throughout the entire organization, all the way up to the board and the top administrative levels. They have to decide, how is it that orchestral music is an essential component of the community? It was so bizarre when COVID came out and things were, this is essential and this is not essential. Well, I don't know. Like, I think it's essential to me to be able to perform for audiences. It's essential to me to be able to reach out and embrace my community with the sound of their orchestra. I believe it's essential to all of us to have music available to us the way it touches our heart and our spirit. So we are essential. So how do we make the case? We've always assumed that everybody knows, yeah, well, of course, music's great. We love music. But now we have to make the case. And we also have to figure out how to present it. But how can we also, in the end, grow as an organization as a result of what we're doing? And our executive director, Jennifer Boomgarten, keeps really putting that at the forefront. Not only are we going to survive this, but how is it going to amplify our opportunity to connect the orchestra to the community?
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Home for the Holidays with the Omaha Symphony. It airs on WOWT on the 23rd and the 25th of December. Ernest, before I let you go, a couple of things just to let folks kind of get to know you a little bit. I saw in your biographical materials, you are an avid fly fisherman. Now, orchestral music, I can see, is a very peaceful thing, but actually when you get into certain pieces, there's emotion, there's anger, there's fury, there's love, there's joy, there's sadness, there's all these different things. So orchestral music may not be that relaxing for you per se, but fly fishing, what does that do for you?
Well, fly fishing is all those things. it's the same thing. Fly fishing is a very kind of meditative experience, and it's there's volumes and volumes that have been written about fly fishing because we catch so few fish that we have plenty of time to come up with reasons why we haven't. And so then we become philosophers in the process. And that appeals to me greatly. There's a connection to the chain of life. When you step into it as a fly fisher, there's a whole chain of things that are going on from the insect level to the fish you're trying to catch, to the climate, wildflowers, birds. Everything comes into a kind of flow. So you step into the river and you enter into a new place. Catching the fish, I mean, it's great if you catch a fish, but that begins to be less important, and just the experience of being in nature and in that pattern of life is what is amazing.
And fortunately for you, if you happen to really hook a whopper, I mean a big, big fish, you also have a black belt in Taekwondo, so you can land that thing.
That's right. That fish doesn't have a chance.
How long have you been doing the martial arts?
I started the martial arts probably about 15 years ago, and I really did it as a way to help create the program that we called Rocky Mountain Summer Conservatory, which was a summer camp. Basically, musicians have a kind of mindset that is not about athletics. And the problem is what we put our bodies through is very athletic. And that puts us into a mode of injury that can be career-ending. So how do we change the mindset? So they begin to think of themselves as athletes. They think about cross-training. They think about how to take care of their bodies. And for me, Taekwondo was this perfect sort of counter. It requires tremendous concentration. Anybody who enjoys the minute requirements of playing the violin could enjoy what it takes to be a martial artist. And I just got fascinated with it. It's just something, again, that's so kind of in your mind and so stimulating in that way that it became incredibly interesting to me. And I'm terrible at, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out. I get bored with it really fast. But I'm endlessly fascinated by Taekwondo, which also keeps me in good shape.
He is Ernest Richardson. He's the resident conductor and principal pops conductor at the Omaha Symphony. Home for the Holidays with the Omaha Symphony. It's on WOWT on December 23rd and on December 25th. If you're looking for information on this, one can go to omahasymphony.org. Thank you so much for your time. And
Thank
by the
you.
Way, this is the conductor not to mess with. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.